Hey guys, this is H-Town Fifi.
It's your girl, Elle.
This is Jermaine Watson.
And this is Indulge Me. And we have two special guests tonight. They go by the name of...
Ableezy.
All right, Ableezy, welcome. And... RJ. We got R-Jizzle up in here, y'all. And tonight we are talking about...
Great expectations. Are you coming up short?
Okay, so all right guys, let's get in there. So great expectations. Literally, let's get in there. All right, so are you coming up short? Now I know some of you have filthy little minds, so when we say great expectations, we're not talking merely just about the physical act of sex. We're also talking about relationship fulfillment. Are there any areas in your relationship that you feel like, hey, I love this person, but I need you to do a little bit more. I need you to take care of me a little bit more or better than what you've been doing. All right, Elia is going to close her mouth and let somebody else take the floor.
Well, perhaps Fifi will be better at explaining this, but one day, whatever day it was, you all had a conversation that I wasn't part of, and later you came back to me.
Okay, so we were having a conversation about our significant others not really fulfilling all of the expectations in the relationship, and that turns back on us, and we feel very unfulfilled, unhappy, and like some things need to change or it's gonna be a problem. And it was interesting because everybody had a different perspective, which not always happens. And so I don't know, would you like to give us an example? So this is a good segue into bringing in our guest, Ableezy. She's actually been in a long-term relationship and is actually currently engaged. Congratulations to you on the engagement. So who better than to weigh in on the topic of expectations as it pertains to relationships than someone who's been in a relationship for over 5+ years? So maybe less than a decade, but more than 5.
It's so, certainly gotten further than the rest of us.
Right, definitely. I can't even commit to a hairstyle. So, let's hear from you. So, just kind of tell us a little bit about your situation. Anything that you're comfortable with, because we definitely don't want to ostracize your relationship or make you feel uncomfortable. Especially since you're a guest. We want you to be comfortable. Be our guest. Be our guest.
All right. Well, since you brought up the word expectations, you know, I think that it's important in a relationship to make sure that your significant other, you make sure that you show them appreciation. A relationship is just not something that you go through every day. It's something like a job that you need to, you know, do constantly. So it's hard work. It's nothing easy. And I would just definitely probe on the appreciation factor, because, you know, some days it might be where, you know, you're putting out into others all the time and you need somebody to put into you. So your significant other showing you that appreciation, that's when they could come in and fill that void.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have at least one question, especially because I wasn't part of your original conversation. What were some examples of the expectations that you all talked about?
An example was just, you know, that we both in my relationship are working. I would consider, like, more than one job, whether it be going to school, because school is like a job also. Mm-hmm. And in my relationship, I feel as though, you know, I work 2 jobs, and my significant other also works and go to school. But I have no room to say no to certain things or not fulfill her in certain ways if she, you know, is not... If she's feeling down or if she's sick or even if she's just tired, I have no room to say, okay, I can't stop what I'm doing. You know, I still have to uphold what I'm supposed to do with the expectations that she has for me.
So, you know, an example for me was, you know, her being tired all the time and me wanting to get my hair done, just doing some self-care for myself and knowing that she's somebody that always does my hair. I usually get it done maybe every 2 months since, you know, I have dreads in my hair, and it was dreads. And we were at the third month, and I hadn't had my hair redone, and I had been telling her on and on, like, can you do my hair, you know, because I understand you've been tired, so I let you go an extra month, but you don't want anyone else doing my hair, so I need my hair done. And, you know, it was always, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And my response to her was, I don't get to be tired, because you still expect me to take care of the house, you still expect me to take care of the bills, and you expect me to do certain things to make sure that you're taken care of, like getting your hair done, getting your nails done. But when it's time for me, you know, even after giving you an opportunity to, you know, get rest, you still had taken care of me. So that was an example that we discussed. And, you know, when I did discuss it, I actually ended up getting my hair done.
As you guys see, A.B. is over here. Was
it the only thing you got done?
Right. All right, speaking of
expectations. Right. So I feel like I just really had to go ahead and put my foot down and say, you know what? At the end of the day, you know, you expect certain things out of me. But I would say that communication was the key with that, because, mm-hmm. you know, I had to go ahead and explain and make her understand from my perspective that, you know, it's days that I'm tired, but I don't get to say no. And once she really understood that, she had no problem with doing my hair and going ahead and taking care of me, too.
So in addition to perspective, would you say that realistic expectations is key? Because like you said, she doesn't like anyone else doing your hair, but she is busy, she is tired, she's in school. So setting realistic expectations for your partner, wouldn't you say that's something that's kind of important as well?
Definitely. And, you know, even with the expectations, sometimes they might have to be adjusted because, mm-hmm. like, you know, things change throughout life. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to school now. Like, the past 3 years, she wasn't in school. So now that she's in school, she has to make those adjustments. So now I wouldn't feel like I'm being neglected when I want the self-care for myself, and she's the one who does my hair. So she did actually, after having a conversation and letting her know how I felt, she did tell me that I could go ahead and start letting other people do my hair.
Okay.
So she made that adjustment. That's good. So that was good, because at first it was like no, but she sees now with actions that, hey, I have to make some type of adjustment mm-hmm. if I want to be able to fulfill everything I need in a relationship. So now I don't have that expectation for her to make sure that my hair is done by a certain time.
Right. Whenever I'm ready to commit to something other than wine, I'm coming to you. All right. Thank you, A. Bleezy. All right. We got another guest over here. All right, R. Jizzle. Let's hear from you. All right. So we're talking about expectations. It could be relationship or sexpectations. So what is your perspective on relationship expectations or sexpectations?
You have to be upfront about what it is that you want, because if you're not, it leaves room for somebody else to come in and take care of it.
Yes.
And it's like, I know, like for me, if I gotta like pretend or fake like way too much, I'm like, I might as well go not pretend or fake. You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
One, not be honest about what it is that you want, because it, you know, whoever you with deserves that. And then I think it's also unfair to compromise what you want, because, I mean, if you can't, like, I mean, you compromise, yes, of course, but, like, you're not, I don't think it's fair to expect somebody to, like, compromise a whole lot. Like, for example, you know, her person was tired and didn't want to, I don't want to be here because I'm tired, and it's been 3 months. I can only imagine what.
You can imagine what my hair was looking like.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like 3 whole months, and you know, you expected it to be done at least every 2 months. That's a whole extra set of 31 days. But, you know, all the stuff going on. So, I mean, I think it's important to be upfront and then to be honest and to, you know, adapt accordingly.
Samantha, very beautifully stated. Now, I said I was going to be quiet. Here I go again, being loquacious as usual, and just talking. So, I'm going to be quiet. Let's hear from our boy, Jermaine.
What's the question? What are we talking about?
All right, so we've done the whole expectations. Nobody wants to be a taker on the great sexpectations. Let's talk about being sexually unfulfilled. Don't roll your eyes in the back of your head, and not in a good way.
Well, okay, so I don't know. I don't know if I can comment because it's been
No opting out.
No opting out.
You can use a past experience.
Okay. All right. So sexually, okay. Well, all right. So I all of a sudden something came to me. In a relationship, in bed, sleeping, you know, I like to hold, I like to touch, I like to, you know, put my leg, around, you know what I'm saying? But in addition to not wanting to have sex, you know, they didn't even want to touch me back or even let me touch them. So after a while, you know, it became like a serious problem. It wasn't like, oh, you're tired, oh, you don't feel well. It was, nah, something is really, really wrong. Don't know what the wrong is. But after your mind wanders, it's like, fuck it. You don't care. You don't want to please me. So I'm going to get it from somewhere else. It's the first time I ever cheated.
Was it the last?
But it left the door open. I think that, you know, sex is a huge part of relationships because it's the...
And that's the thing for me. Sexually, that's not important. If I could touch you, if I could hold you, if I could kiss
the
you...
The intimacy is important. Yeah, and I think the intimacy is important too, but I can only speak for myself. I feel like, for me, making sure that my significant other is satisfied in every way, and that means sexually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, I probe on, like, that's something that I go into relationships with because I know I try to treat everybody that I've ever been in a relationship with like I expect them to treat me or what I expect in return. So a lot of people are like, well, your fiance very spoiled. Well, I'm spoiled too because those were the expectations of both of us. You know, well, okay, we agreed to spoil each other, so I'm going to be expecting to spoil you and I'm going to expect you to spoil me in return. And so when somebody drops the ball, that's what causes, you know, the issues to come in. And, like, it's not that you wouldn't love that person, but you just don't want to leave that crack in the door for somebody, because there's always somebody trying to come in when they see that
always
you're doing those things
at the right time,
and they
too.
Know right. So I just, like I said before, like, I think communication is huge, and like setting those realistic expectations, I think that's huge. But when it comes to the sex, I just want to make sure that I'm fulfilling her needs at all times, because she could fulfill my needs, but I'm big, like he say, on the intimacy part. Like, the little small things, it's huge for me. The small things, like the I miss you, the I love you, I'm thinking of you, the holding, the touching.
That know, random text, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Like, that'll put a smile on my face. So, you know, like.
Well, so it's interesting that y'all say that because... I mean, I don't know. I don't feel weird about, like, the touching and stuff. It feels uncomfortable. But with my significant other, he's the same way. He just wants to touch me all day long. But for me, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, can you leave me alone? But I remember one time having a conversation. He's like, you don't even let me, like, rub on your butt or whatever. And I'm like, because it's weird.
Rub on your head.
Rub on your ass. But I don't know. It feels weird, though. But you would think, because we've been together for so long, like, why is that weird? But it's like, sometimes I feel like I work so hard all day. I'm tired. You know, I just feel like I don't have time for that.
But that also goes back to the importance of what you feel is important in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for me, I might say, like, people might hear me say, like, I would go on a trip and with my significant other before even worried about, I'm not going to say I'm not going to go without paying my bills, but my bills to me is not important as my, as a, yeah. As a reset for yeah. our relationship. So it's like every 3 months, you know, me and my significant other, we, because we work so much and she's in school and it's a lot going on that, you know, sometimes you need a reset.
Yeah.
You know, you sometimes you can just go on vacation just to sleep. You know, like just to rest and just change the scenery, it's helpful. I'm telling you, it's really helpful in relationships because, like, you might, like, sometimes I know for me, for at least 4 years of my relationship with her, I'll be at work, she'll be at home, and then when I got home, she'll be at work. So we would be like seeing each other in passing,
right?
And the only time we really did, was able to get that, like, like the intimacy in, the just the QT time in.
You end up falling asleep. So, like, I was going.
All the time.
So, we driving to Houston, right? And I'm just like, Houston. So, I was like, you know, I'm going to tear that shit up, right? like, making it good. Like we both excited, right?
Yeah.
We get to the hotel room. We start. We kissing. We doing whatever. All asleep.
You just don't know. I'm about to put my...
yes. Flat line.
I know all about that. I definitely know, like, I know all about that.
I have no experience with that. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. But maybe one day.
Yeah, well, you know. But that's just being in their presence. You know, that's huge, too. You know, being able to spend that QC time. I'm telling you, I can't stress that enough. I just think it's important. Like, I tell my friends all the time, look, go out of town. I don't care if you go to New Orleans. I don't care if you go somewhere that's 30 minutes away, 45 minutes away, 2 hours, take a flight, go out the country. I don't care where you go. It's very important to me to just get that reset in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we've been together for 8 years. I just recently proposed. And guess what? It's like we newlyweds because a reset of her just getting a ring on her finger was like, oh, you know. And it's like,
and then how special you made her feel with that whole surprise and stuff.
It really was. It was nice. It was we were there.
We were there. Yeah, H-Town, Fifi, and we're in the building. We were there.
But you know, in those little pieces, I think it does help with the reset with your relationship. Because for me, sometimes it's just laying on his lap and we watch TV together.
Yeah.
And he tell the kids, go in there, your mama tired. Or even when he get the baby. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of stuff makes me like, oh, okay. You know, just like it's nice.
Yeah, it is.
So
I got a question. What happens when the expectations or the sexpectations change? Like, how do you, like, either what if you start wanting something and then you don't want it anymore?
So we kind of hit on that last time when we talked about, well, what if a person changes? Because expectations change when a person changes from day to day, season to season. Bro, right.
That's when it's crazy that, you know, we're talking about this. I feel like I'm talking too much now.
No. You're the guest, though, so you're more important right now. Well, we have two guests.
That was, like, a really, really good question. So
That's a real good question because, like, I feel like part of the reason why our relationship has lasted long. And I mean, and we have taken a break in the relationship because the expectations change. And when the expectations change, both of you need to understand why they change. And understanding one person has always been selfless. And what I mean by selfless is because they want something more for that person and that significant other. So the significant other usually... from my experience, I can only talk about my experience. The expectations was one thing, and I gave my significant other, we agreed that by a certain time, the expectations should have been met with her and where she's trying to go. She had some goals set, and I felt like she should have met those goals. And so I had to pull a selfless move because I felt like if something happened to me today or tomorrow, how are you going to stand on your own two feet?
I think about it all the time, too.
I'm sorry. sidebar conversation. I just, your relationship, like, y'all have, like, some real in-your-face type conversations. Like, you know, conversations that I've had with people, but it's been, like, over days. It seems like, no, we're having this conversation right now. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, like, I'm not used to that.
Yeah, and because I'm telling you, the first thing is the communication. Like, that's huge in a relationship, no matter what. One thing about us, we can come to each other about anything because she my friend first. So she's my best friend. So we feel comfortable talking to each other about everything. Even when I decided to break, like, give the relationship a break, it was hard for me to tell her that. But I had to have her understand that, like, I'm doing this because I want you to become a better person. I want you to achieve the goals that you wanted to achieve. I feel like she stopped because she got content and comfortable. And that's what happens usually in relationships, get content and comfortable. But but I actually did that, stepped away, completely hurt, and instead of her, like, oh, I'm not going to do this and getting depressed, what she did do was go and achieve those goals that she initially set for herself. And if I wouldn't have did that, she wouldn't have never did that. And so that's why when you guys saw for yourself, I mentioned in my proposal speech, through trials and tribulations, those were the trials and tribulations we went through. She didn't understand, well, I want to just stay together and let's work on, let me achieve my goals while we're together. Well, I sat back for about 4 years and I saw that she wasn't moving. So now her mindset is totally different. And now she tells me, like, I can leave you today or tomorrow and I can stand on my own two feet. Now we're both alpha females and we're a power couple. So now you could be the mother of my kids, or now you're ready to be that wife because you've achieved most of your goals and you're in school and you're about to achieve one of the major goals that you've been talking about for only years. So I felt like, you know, sometimes people break up for like, you know, cheating and outgrowing the relationship. Oh, you mentioned money. I don't know why you did that. Because that should never be... The money is the root of all evil. And money should not be the factor in a... it plays a part because everybody has to pay their bills and everything like that. But you should not be... That shouldn't be the number one thing in a relationship. I ask everybody, like, why you're in this relationship? And if you talk about money to me, I'm like, that's not where it's supposed to be. Your first thing you should say... The first thing I feel like... When somebody come and say something to me about money, I always tell them, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about no money. Because God got me. Because you know what? The first thing about it is faith for me. My faith got to be strong. And that's what holds my relationship together. You know? And y'all find a way. It's going to happen. If your faith strong, God going to make a way. You put it like that.
So are you saying, like, when you're speaking about money, are you saying if y'all together and y'all run out of money, or y'all... One of y'all got money, the other one don't, and y'all kind of, like, sharing.
Okay, so...
Because, I mean, I think it's a difference, because it's one thing, like, if we together and then we broke, and then, like, we come up together, but then when you... Because you got people like that, and it's not that they're intentionally trying to be gold diggers or nothing like that.
But they...
Because you're a giver, they are naturally willing to be a taker.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think that... You know, you have to go through some things. And all I could do is, like I can say, is speak from my experience. But when I first got in my relationship, I had previously finished playing ball. And I wasn't able to touch the money that I made from playing ball because I got injured. And that's when I actually didn't have a job. Even before I started working at Enterprise, I didn't have a job. And... my significant other, she was working at McDonald's as a manager, and she was working, busting her tail, like, long hours, and she made it work. Like, she paid the bills. And right then and there, I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew what I knew what I had coming, and I knew that I could get a job, but I was just so depressed from me hurting my knee and not being able to play ball. But right then and there, they told me, like, look, she gonna have my back no matter what. I'm gonna have her back no matter what. But we not gonna let money be the root of our relationship falling. Because if I went in there with a certain expectation, I probably would have never talked to her, just based off of me being young and who I am. And like, oh,
she at McDonald's. I'm not finna be talking to nobody that's working at McDonald's. Right. She can't help me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from making all this money, and then I'm on a whole nother level. You really don't find too many people like that. But she's never been one to just take. Yeah. She's always been found a way to just give. So that's, you know, where I could come with her. I could say that about her.
So would you say with her being such a giving person, part of you, like, kind of circling back around to what you were saying earlier, you nudging her to do things more for herself. So do you feel like she got, I guess, in essence, lost in a relationship?
I definitely think that both of us got lost in a relationship. I feel like we both became content in certain things, and we lost ourselves in each other. So we was always concerned about how to please one another, and we stopped pleasing ourselves, meaning we're not achieving our goals. And that's what I think. And I think that's why she stopped. I'm older than her. I'm 6 years older than her. So it was easier for me to, I already had a career. I already knew where I wanted to go once I finished playing ball. I already knew what I wanted to do. She was 19. I was 24 when I got with her. So she was still a baby. So she really don't know. She really didn't know. And so I think that's what happened. She just really got lost in who we were and where we were going and as a couple. And I needed her to really, like, say, okay, I'm going to achieve my goals. I need to do this.
So expectations, keeping your identity while in a relationship.
Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy, you know. So
I need to be taking notes.
But I don't think that, I'm going to go back to this money thing. Because I want to understand exactly where you're coming from with that money thing.
Well, because, like, I've been in a situation where it started with both our jobs, and then we didn't. And then between both our unemployment checks, both our SNAP cards, like, it worked. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think, to me, like, I won't lie, like, when I was younger, you don't really like the money conversation because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And but it's so important.
It's so,
like,
important.
I have, like, just a friend of mine, like, we would borrow money from each other. Mm-hmm. And we would pay it back. Like, that was never a thing. But if I say, hey, I'll pay it back on Friday, and then
something else come up.
It's not that the money's gone. It's just that, like, okay, Friday, I couldn't contact you for whatever reason. And then when I would see her, like, on Wednesday or Thursday, like, she going off, biting my head off, like, you son of a... I'm like, here's your money, you know. And so for me, I'm thinking, like, it's not even a big deal. But for her, it was more like, you said you was gonna pay me this time, so, like, even if you couldn't pay me on Friday, like, it's cool. You should have just said something.
Yeah.
And so I think people avoid the money conversation, especially in relationships, because it's so, you know what I'm saying. But I think, I'm not saying, like, I'm well off or nothing like that, but it's like, I'm not about to. I can deal with a situation. Like, I don't mind the McDonald's manager because it's a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start somewhere, and, like, in whatever your field is, like, your hustle is your hustle, you know?
Yeah.
But I think
I had to learn it, too.
I hate people that... Well, I guess I hate people, but I just feel like whoever is listening, I feel like it should be said that you need to have that needs to be an expectation, because mm-hmm. like, although money isn't, like, the center and the source and the most important thing in that relationship, like, it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Okay. I was gonna say, I agree with that, because, like, I get what you're saying, that money shouldn't be the reason why somebody.
I don't want it to be the most important thing, like he said.
Yeah.
Because that'll really ruin a relationship. Money will ruin a relationship. I've seen it.
Yeah.
To the point to where I'd rather choose love over money. Let me say that.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way, because I've seen it where, you know, I grew up in a 2-parent home. And my parents were up here, and everybody at some time or another have probably known some friends or family members who went through a divorce. And when you go through that and you realize, like, you went through a divorce and you lose everything over money, mm-hmm. you realize, like, I would rather just hit now. And then they come back and be like, I wish I could just have either my wife back or my husband back, because, you know, it wasn't worth it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get it mixed up money, you know, it has to be there or whatever, and it should be expectations when it comes to money. But I don't want that to be the most important thing. You need the money and you need to have goals when it comes to that. But you know, I don't want that to be the most important thing, because if you didn't have money, which one would you rather, love or money?
But what about on the other
you
side?
Mean, like, I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't know.
So like, you're in love and y'all enjoying each other, but practically like. Y'all getting kicked out.
Let's go love each other in the streets.
Baby, you hugging on the park bench.
You still gotta have goals and everything. You still gotta go to work. Whether, like you said, whether you gotta go back, you could be a CEO of a company and you lose it. You still have to figure out a way to go make money. You might have to be back at a fast food restaurant.
And their levels is broke.
Are you working?
No money might not mean like zero. Yeah,
so we get paid, but we still be right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, this is my broke check. To
make it yes.
So we can be able to.
First of the month.
You know, so that's right. What I mean by that.
No, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with it. I just think sometimes people focus so much on, like, because like you said, like, we said I'd rather have love than money. And I can understand what you're saying, but it's like there's some people that really will like only have love. And not
oh
love,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
that's a problem for me.
I guess for me, what that's I hear you saying is like money can be fleeting. Anything can happen to where like you up one day and the next day, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
So
I think that's based off of my experiences. Mm-hmm. Watching my parents, watching me play ball, I thought I'd still be playing ball to this day. You know, so it happened so fast, and you never know. So, like, I think the real reason why I feel like me and my significant other is still together is because she was willing to step in while I was down and out and say, you know what, I'm going to help you pay these bills. I'm going to pay these bills, whether I got to work 12 hours at McDonald's or whether I got to work 12 hours at the wherever she worked, she was still willing to do that. And that's ride or die to me. That's a ride or die person.
Yeah.
So, what I hear you all saying is security is an expectation.
Yes. I think so.
Security, reciprocity, communication.
Right. Right. And everybody, like, and just with your situation, Ernest, you know, even though you're the one that's more of the sole provider, it's not like, you know, your significant other not working, because it's like, that's a job. That's a job. Taking care of a child. That's a lot. And you know that'll be on the other end. Like, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing.
What's funny?
No, listen, stop. No, I agree. No, I agree with what he's saying, though, because. Yeah, I can give me a towel. So with my situation, though, I stressed out over money, and I was never like that before, but now I do because of the fact that I have children, and the fact that I am the one who brings in
the
money. For me, it's like if I'm stressing over a bill, and he says, stop stressing. Excuse me, bitch?
Yeah, that was...
Like, it makes me mad because it's like, I have to stress. I have to stress.
I've been there.
You know, and then at those points, it's like, I love you with everything in me. I really do, but... You're not the priority right now. It's really my kids. And it really shouldn't be that way. Because one day my kids gonna get up and leave. He should be the priority. But at the same time, I'd rather right now have my money than love, because I have my children to take care of. Right. So it's different, I think, when you start having children. And you're right. Taking care of a child is a full-time job, but it's only been 10 months. So what about, you know what I'm saying, before that?
So y'all educating me, because I don't have any kids and I actually want to have kids. And all I could say is I know that is a job within itself. So when you put it like that, I could see why, you know, because the kids got to eat and they expect you as their mother to show them the way. Mm-hmm. So when you put it like that, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you, but my stomach touching my bag.
I got you.
It's not really working out for us right now.
I got you. So, oh, that's good, like, to hear different experiences and, like, because I always say, I'm only can talk from my experience. But just to hear everybody else have a piece, it lets me see it from a different perspective, which I love. Because at one point, you already know, we try to have a child. So,
shoot. You should get a dog first.
We had a dog. We did.
Well, no, they like kids, and especially like the puppies. Like,
So we've talked about relationships, but what about friendships? Because like we're all friends and we expect things from each other. Ooh. Like I don't expect nobody to go talk about me behind my back. You know, like little stuff like that. I'm not saying y'all have, because that was kind of what is the word, accusatory. But no, I wasn't doing that.
But look at who been in Miriam.
You stupid.
I have, but no, like, friends.
Yeah, with, and that's because the thing is, our friendships, like when we can be with our significant other all the time, but our friendships is what, you know, yeah, like they almost, are very important.
I don't, no, not almost. I have, you know where I'm about to go with this. I have walked away from my relationship behind my friendship. Like, I put very, very high value. If I call you a friend, like, that's not just lip service. That's not just something that sounds nice. I mean it, like, to my core. I have walked away from my relationship behind my friendship, you know, because that person felt like, oh, when I see him, I'm just not going to speak to him because you were mad about something really silly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, that's, like, mad petty and mad disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? You know, I revere this man. I love this man. This man has been holding me down. And to say that I've not known him as long as you would think, you know, he's been extremely loyal to me. Mm-hmm. That's something I take seriously. I don't take that lightly. So for you to just look me in my face and know that this is someone I love and revere, to say, oh, when I see him, I'm just not going to speak to him, you know, on purpose. And I'm like, that's really rude. I mean, so...
Yeah, because then H-Town Fifi was going to run up.
And then, you know, it was about to be a whole thing, you know. But, no, seriously. So, for me, it's like when you have someone that you're in love with and someone that you're friends with, it can be kind of difficult, you know, to kind of manage the two. So, my thing is, because it was so cumbersome, you know, I'm like, I'm going to have to roll with him. Because what you're doing is really asinine.
But wait, okay, so I'm sitting here like I was trying to be quiet. But like, you really have to explain the situation for everyone to really, really understand.
So, okay. So, the Cliff Notes version. So, my significant other at the time decided that they wanted to try to hook Jermaine up with one of their friends. So... this person asked for Jermaine's number, and I'm like, okay, cool. So they proceed to text Jermaine while Jermaine's actually on a date with someone else. So Jermaine didn't respond fast enough. So being that she's created this alternate reality in her head, it became like a thing, like, oh, he didn't respond to me on purpose. And what's going on? And I know that you got the message, so.
But it was on purpose.
Right. I'm on a date. Right. And I don't owe you the explanation. So all the while, Jermaine is texting me, did you know about this? Like, hey, is it okay for me to respond to this person? Because I respect you and I know you. Hey, your person is contacting me. I'm going to check with you first because, hey, friendship expectations. I know this person through you. I'm not even going to acknowledge this person until I check with you first. Right? Respect. So, I'm like, oh, ignore that. They're just bored. They're just tripping. Don't even respond. Don't worry about it because this is all asinine. This is just dumb. So... they persist to create a group text between myself, them, and Jermaine, and say,
oh my gosh,
I know that you saw my message, and I'm texting you with her, so I feel like it's really high school, really childish that you didn't respond to my text. And I'm like, but you can't force somebody to date your friend or respond to your text, because I'm like, hey, sometimes I'll text Jermaine, he'll text me about a week later. You know? And I don't see him, you know, in the break room. I'm like, fuck you, because I know you got my text and you didn't respond. Like, no, it's not a big deal. So, long story short, the person felt really disrespected that he had the unmitigated gall not to respond to her text. So,
wait, but did you respond to the group message though?
No. No. And
tired of shit.
He was advised not to, like, don't, hey, do not
engage. And that probably made him even more mad.
Right. Like, so, like, do not engage. Just do not engage. So, you know, the whole conversation came up. Oh, I know.
But wait. Just, like, on a whole other level, she expected, I guess, to shame me by putting me in a group mate. No, just because you did that shit, fuck you. Right. That's my attitude.
But see,
fuck you.
She was wrong for that too, and selfish, because what if he was like, you know what, that's too much drama, fuck you and fuck that person. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was me, I'd be like, y'all got too much going on. Like, that's like Travis drama. texting you, like, that would be weird.
Right, just drama. So, ultimately, when I see him, I'm just not going to speak to him. I'm like, whoa, hold up, slow down. Like, this is my realm. Like, what you're talking about is really childish, and you're the main one that always says stuff like, oh, people are just feeble-minded and small. Look at what you're doing. So, I'm like, okay, hold up. Let's back up. If he is in my presence and you purposely don't speak to him, we're going to have a problem. You know? So, it's like, you just met him in August, and you're gonna take his side? No, yeah, this is petty.
How long did y'all know each other?
Over 3 years. But my pet peeve, Elia's pet peeve, is rudeness. I don't do that. If I love somebody and care about them, you're not gonna disrespect them. You're not gonna do that, because it was so small, and you can't force someone to go on a date just because you thought it was a good idea and you got mad. So, long story short, after that, we didn't speak for 3 months because she felt like I sided with him, and he was dead ass wrong to have the nerve not to respond to a text. So, for 3 months. Jermaine felt so bad. He was like, this is all my fault. And da-da-da-da. I'm like, fine, she's probably not gay anyway. And maybe neither am I. Who knows? So, like, you know, it was like a big thing. Like, 3 whole months, no kind of contact behind something really petty and small.
But, like, playing, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, like, playing devil's advocate, like, do you get why she, not even on the whole, like, you should sided with me because he didn't respond to me, but like that you knew her for 3 years and you knew him for a couple of months. Like, why? I guess she expected you to more so to side with her than
I guess.
You going deep. That's some layers.
No. I get that. So that makes sense. But I guess because we haven't really pulled back all the actual layers, we're only talking about the surface layer stuff because of the situation, but there were so many other things that had already transpired within that relationship, you know, at the time, because this was like my first same-sex relationship and all this other stuff. Like, there were a lot of things, and that person was extremely uncomfortable with who they were. And me being the butterfly and free spirit that I am, I was just like, oh, okay, da, da, da. Everything was everything. So there were so many other things that were wrong in that situation. She wanted to hide, I didn't care. Like, no. So, whenever that happened to me, it was just like another issue that I just was not gonna fight with you on, because so many other things had transpired. So it wasn't as surface level as, hey, I'm siding with him because you pissed me off. So there was just a lot of other things. So, because I mean, I get what you're saying. That could be like really fucked up. Like, damn, you just met him and you've been with this person for 3 years. Yeah. So to me, it was just another means to
seem like she would be like, you're more loyal. Your loyalty, she'll be questioning your loyalty.
Right.
At that time.
Right.
I could see that.
Right. And I could see that too if it was, and which you already are privy to a lot of information as well. But, you know, I could definitely see how it'd be like, oh, you a flaky ass person. Like,
because I know it's easy to, I feel like friends, like your good friends are like the family you can't pick. Right. So, like, of course, you know, most people, they that loyal to their family, so, like, they don't, you know, like, I don't care how long we've known each other. Like,
right.
This is my family
and that's how, and exactly what you're saying is exactly how we are. Like, I fell in love with this man. Like, he's more loyal to me than people I've known 15, 20 years, you know what I'm saying, in such a short amount of time. So it was like, no, he's not done me anything. I'm not just going to blacklist him because you're mad behind some petty shit. And then
you still have to see this man every day.
I still have to see him every day.
Right.
And then
you take it to the extreme to where you flash out on me and you stop communicating. So it's like, I'm not going to chase you because it's already ridiculous. Like, right. No. So you let 3 entire months go by and we just don't even speak.
Right.
Ooh, so. Ooh, Lord. Several other things have transpired behind other friendships that blossomed. No, seriously.
Well,
behind,
you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. So, that person just really wasn't comfortable at all with me not eating, sleeping, drinking, you know, them. So, when I was going out too much or developing friendships with people that were really comfortable with who they were, just wasn't feeling it. So, it just caused a lot of problems. So, now, you know.
That just goes back to being secure with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, just understanding, like, when a person is insecure, it's hard to deal with that. A person that's insecure is hard to deal with, period.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's always going to be something. Mm-hmm. And then if they're not secure with who they are and they're not open to a lot of different things, then it's going to cause a lot of stress, a lot of problems. It's going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. So
to answer your question, after that situation, we were cool. Like a whole nother 3 months went by when something else happened that person didn't like.
So
I mean, this
like
person,
a
huh?
So this is like a hurt period.
Yeah, it is. Just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming back. So it's just like, I guess to that end, like she's been hurt a lot. So she feels like a lot of people have been disloyal in her lifetime. So, and I get that. And there's a lot of things I guess I just couldn't heal. You know what I'm saying? So every time Friendly Barbara found a new friend, it was like, oh no, bitch. You, every time you turn around, you got a new friend. Like, no, I'm not feeling this. You, why are you hanging out with this person? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you and this person and their fiance have threesomes and all this other stuff because
what?
You're a free spirit and, uh-huh. You know, like, they're gonna be inviting you into the bedroom. I'm like, so? Like, I don't understand what the problem is. Okay. So, it's just,
I knew that was going to be a problem.
Everything was a thing.
The minutes.
Everything mm-hmm. was a thing. Like, and it's like,
hope they didn't see me.
Hmm?
Hope they didn't see me.
I, well,
no
after,
pictures.
After this.
oh. Damn. Damn, damn, damn.
But,
that was my
problem.
You know. No, you're asking good questions, Arjizzle, so I'm glad you're here. Like, we need these questions. So, I guess, you know, all things considered, I don't want to paint this person as a bad person. It's not that. It's just not being able to, and Ableezy has pointed this out for me, not being able to just fully be who you are has to be challenging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me, I can walk on any side of the fence. I'm a free spirit. I don't subscribe to any one thing at all. Like, I just love. I love people. That's it. I don't identify as lesbian. I don't identify as bi. I don't identify as hetero. None of that. I just love people, period. It's just as simple as that. So not being comfortable with who you are has to be hard, especially if you've come up in a family to where, you know, religion is like really, really on the forefront and you're in the first pew every Sunday and all these other things. Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard, you know?
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm talking too much, but I'm glad you went there. But yeah, so to answer your question, overall, we've not spoken in a while now, yet again. So we're on this is the third break. So, and after not having sex for, speaking of great expectation, we hadn't had sex in well over a year.
You and
I. Wait, what?
No, we've not had sex in well over a year.
That is crazy.
No, I agree. I got into this because I felt like, sex doesn't have to end. You know, same sex relationship. Cool. Awesome. Sign me up. Sex never has to be over. You know? Fine. Wrong. How is it that I'm more sexual than you and you've been doing this way longer than me? I'm still a puppy. I'm still on the porch. I'm still seeking counsel.
That don't necessarily mean anything, though. That don't necessarily mean anything because, like, they're not comfortable with who they are.
Yeah.
So
they probably ask for forgiveness after every encounter. You
know that.
We're not doing this. So I'm still seeking counsel. You know, I'm still waiting on my membership packet in the mail.
Yeah, right.
Like AARP.
Right. I'm still waiting. So yeah, we had.
Yeah, right.
We hadn't had sex in well over a year. So it's like when we did take one of the breaks, all of the breaks, I, you know, explore. I'm an explorer. Yeah, like,
take
so.
Your time. Have fun.
So, you know.
What time you gotta
be there? So. Okay. So back to friendships where they haven't met the expectation.
Okay. Yeah, because we went all the way over there.
I have expectations for my friends. I think sometimes I go a little bit overboard because I care too much. And I'm a giver.
Some people are just takers.
And you're right, some people are just takers. And even with, I found out when I thought that, like, someone being my friend for about 15 years, when I separated from my significant other, I found out that they really never liked her. In the 15 years of our friendship, never said anything, so I feel like we wasn't even friends.
Well,
I say I disagree because okay, sometimes so, you tolerate somebody because, like, but, you see where your friend is at, and you, because if you say something,
I found out.
But like what, you tolerate you tolerate them, or I'm trying to see how I can word this.
Well, as you think about it, can I interject real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, okay, so sometimes it's you don't like that person, mm-hmm. right, for you. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I have this friend is dating someone, I don't like that someone for my friend.
Mm-hmm. I don't
and think, then other times, I just don't like you.
It you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't even that. It was more of a competitive thing.
Explain. Mm-mm. Explain.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Competitive or jealous?
Elucidate.
Jealous,
elucidate.
Competitive. Longest,
like you think they both want, like your friend wanted you romantically, or just
no,
more so
just more your, so.
Time.
Her relationship was, certain on a certain level, and my relationship was on that level, on the same level or higher, mm-hmm. and you know. She just felt like I feel like they felt like, because I was friends with her, and I was cool with her wife, and. Mm-hmm. She really couldn't deal with me on that level because her wife felt some type of way.
When you say on that level, like y'all just being friends, how y'all?
Well, it was all about her wife at that point. She came in between a lot of things that we were doing together. Okay. So she became like kind of jealous, I guess, of the time and like, you know, okay, you married now. So
your friend's wife.
Yeah. And then like whenever we broke up, it all just came out like, they was cool with me actually being cool with somebody else who was on a way lower level. They was all happy for that. They was like, I think you should be with this person. I'm like, wait, what? Really? You know? So I felt like it was kind of like, you know, a jealousy type of competitive type thing. And then that's how I really found out that they, you know, she wasn't my real friend. I didn't feel like she was my real friend. Because she didn't even communicate that to me. She just stopped talking to me.
I was just telling somebody about this. Like, a couple of years ago, I had a situation where one of my friends basically dating a hoe. And
we all date them hoes.
Of course.
I love them hoes.
Like, it was all hypothetically, like, if y'all were a couple, right? Or y'all, like, how do you want to pair this up? Either way, well, I mean, I've known Ashley for years. Yeah. Sorry, we can't, she excluded. So, like, let's just say if y'all a couple and I just met both of y'all, right? Mm-hmm. But I vibe more with you, just, we become closer friends than me and you. But although we all just kind of met each other. So let's just say within a month, he comes and was like, not knowing, or at least not being friends with y'all. And he's like, hey, I heard she does a lot. spare time.
You step on her foot, her legs open.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And so, me, because I'm thinking in my head, and I guess like my single way of thinking, I would want to know if that was happening to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I don't really know her that well. So, like, let me talk to you because I know you. And, like, you can at least say, maybe you should say that yourself. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of, or maybe you can just say it for me and just leave me out of it. Right. And so I had that conversation with my friend. And then instead of, like, being calm about it and just kind of, like, hey, this was brought to me. He said, da 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 da. And then so I was like, I didn't want nobody. I didn't say anything. Yeah. But like, it becoming like a separate situation. Like, my only thing was, like, I didn't want to be that friend that knew, and then you find out I knew.
And then you didn't tell nothing. Yeah.
And so, like, in that particular situation, because, like, I mean, like, love, it messes with your brain. Like, you don't think, like,
I've
been your friend for years, and I finally say something, and then you, like, well, you just, like, you coming at me, but then, like, when you find out for yourself, because, I mean, the truth came out, and of course, I was telling the truth, but at that time, like, I'd have been all types of things to different people, and people want to come fight me on site, and, you know, I can
not
give
you
an address
site
or something. I don't know if they watch this, you know, but if they did, I just wanted to give them an open invitation. But,
just don't do it while he's here, because we don't want him to get hurt.
Don't do that. This is not about us.
I promise you. I'll kill a motherfucker quick and walk over the body.
Destiny's child will get back together before they touch him. I promise you. No, it's not going to happen.
It got to a point where, like, they were coming at me. Like,
this
tell
is shits and giggles. Nothing that we say is the truth.
So all of that is like, this is just hypothetical, but
I like the hypothetical.
They came at me and was like, well, tell us where it came from. And I'm like, well, I'm not saying another name because, like, all it's going to do is just
add more
intensify this. And I'm like,
it goes against the snitching rule.
You know, and so I was like, look, so I went to everybody involved individually and I said, look, I'm sorry, like, I didn't. I wasn't trying to do this. I wasn't. Right. This was not supposed to happen this way. And I only said something because I didn't come to you because I didn't know how you would react. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
that's innocent enough.
You know,
it is.
But, you know, it's like when people are loud and wrong, they're never.
They're not listening.
Got the same volume when they come back and, like, you're right. You know what I'm saying? They don't come back and so it caused some friction. And then, in this particular situation, me and you don't talk anymore, but, like, me and you are better because, like, we were able to, like, talk through
the issue.
And I think it helped because, like, you end up learning on your own that it was true, and you understood that I wasn't trying to tell you from, like,
a malicious place.
Yeah,
I think in those situations, the person is more so embarrassed by the truth, and they didn't want you to find out.
Which one? You or her?
Your friend.
Yeah.
Like, when you told the friend.
I was first both of them. Like, you mad you got caught. I mean, not you, but you know.
Yeah.
Like, but you, yeah, I can see where you're embarrassed, but I'm like, I don't see how
knowledge.
You didn't know, because, I mean, to say that I met y'all at the same time, and, like, in that short span, like, like, I found out way more than I needed to know that I would have liked. And, you know, if I could go back and change it, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just kept my mouth.
You think so?
Absolutely, because people say they want that kind of truth, and they say they want that, but when it comes, like, you're evil, you don't know what you're talking about, why would you lie, like, I'm in love, and...
See, this should have been on our toxic relationships episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This goes directly into those toxic friendships, though. You know what I'm saying?
To this day, I'm like, if I'm ever in that situation again, I'll listen just because, you know, I want to know, but, like, I ain't about to say nothing because that took a lot. And it's like, it's bad enough when, like, you know, people are going around saying stuff about you just because you won't continue to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And you, I guess, providing your evidence to say, this is how I know this is the truth, will just basically throw, like, other people under the bus. And it's like, clearly there's some friendships already ruined, so like, why? I'm not going to be responsible for other people, but it's like, you need to watch who you talk to or watch who knows your secret stuff, because apparently secret. Like your circle ain't as secure as you thought it was. Mm-hmm. Because,
and some,
you know,
some holes in this.
But so yeah, all that to say, I don't hop in the middle of people that are in love. And so when you said your friend was jealous, I was just kind of thinking like, maybe you was in love and like, you didn't want to hear. Just because I've been on the other side of it.
I just think that they used to people kissing their ass. And my, well, let's say everybody who knows my significant other knows she's not an ass kisser.
At all.
So you're going to like her for who she is, or you're not going to like her at all. And I think, because I'm the more outgoing one, and I like to have fun. I mean, she like to have fun too, but we have fun. Like, I think that they wanted it to be where she connected to them versus just me connected to them. She didn't really connect with them.
Your friend?
Yeah. My significant
other. Your friend wanted your significant other to be their friend, like,
like we are friends, and because they used to people catering to them
before,
and
yeah. It was, oh, yeah. No, man.
What you think about that? Because I don't really understand now. Like, now that we're back together, like, it's hard because it's like I'm questioning, was we even friends ever?
See, I'm black and white because I have a friend who, you know, I met them when they were a couple, and my friend that brought me into that situation when they broke up, you know, I sat down and had a conversation with him. I was like, look, I'm your friend. I don't have anything to say just because of the situation I just talked about. I was like, I don't hop in the middle of that. I was like, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna start talking again. Y'all start talking again. And when y'all do, when y'all get a good cruising altitude, let me know, and then I'm gonna come be friends, because up until then, like, I don't have nothing to say.
I strategize my friends.
You know, and I hate to be that way, but and it was, because like, I would see, you know, people out with their other friends and all that other stuff, and I had nothing to say, and they would speak to people around me. So I don't have nothing to say, because you're not about to. One, I don't want your people to come thinking they're comfortable enough to talk to me about you. And can talk to me about you. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about you in any kind of way. And then me knowing who I am, like, I'll hear it and I'll just try to, like, well, maybe you should just do this and y'all could just blah, blah, blah. I want no parts of, if y'all don't get back together, it's not going to be my fault. Because when you come to me talking shit, like, I'm talking shit with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate this motherfucker with you. You know?
Yeah. And so, I tell you, like,
so, like, I can't. When I go there and I'm talking all that, like, I feel weird when y'all back cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I had just said, fuck you, fuck right. Queen, fuck garbage, fuck the fucking
But you know what? When it comes to that, y'all remember Mr. Smith from last year?
Oh,
he made like a really good scenario. He said, like, with his, well, no, like, shut, you know what I'm talking about, huh?
No, I don't know.
Justin.
Oh, okay.
So he said, like, shit, like, with him, right. And his wife, when him and his wife get into it, mm-hmm. when they first got married, like, he would talk to his mom about it. And so they would get, him and his wife would get back cool, but the mama still mad at the wife for what she did.
Oh, yeah.
And so so then he learned, I gotta stop telling my mom stuff, because now me and my wife, we good again, but my mama's still mad at her.
Yeah.
And so that's why you gotta be careful about what you tell certain people, because you have friends like who will be like, nah, mm-mm. And then when you see them cool again, you're like, wait a minute.
Well, hold on. Okay, so, all right. So thank you for bringing that up. Because, like, you could tell me something about Travis, and I'll be pissed. Mm-hmm. I'm fuming, and I'm trying not to say shit. And then, all of a sudden, you know, I say it. But if I were to see him, it'd be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Like,
yeah. Are we fuck with him today? We fuck with
no,
him.
It's not. It's not even that. It's like, I'm mad for you.
Right.
Yeah. Right? I'm mad for you. I'm not mad at him.
Right.
Does that make
sense? Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You know, I'm a pit bull. Let me know where we land, and, like, either we gonna be cool, or
right.
I can't,
because
it's...
So you that
I look at it like that because that's how I am.
I'm overprotective.
I'm overprotective. I'm about to go. I'm riding for you. No matter if you ride or home,
we'll
ride.
We'll bite. Like, I
mean, you know, like, especially in a breakup, like, you always, the other person's always the bad person. So it's like, you can't talk to me about my friend and, like, me be okay with it.
Right.
Right.
Like, no, and if I hear you, like, talking and, like, you talking to other people and you present the facts in a way that ain't really favorable for my friend. Like, because they're not there, or maybe they're not defending themselves the way they should, like, I feel obligated that I gotta... Mm-hmm.
So, look, so, I had this friendship, so she had gotten a divorce. Well, she told another one of our friends, I'm getting a divorce. And that second friend told me, like, I was the first person that she told. But she said, don't say anything, because she didn't want me to say anything. Okay, so I'm holding this shit, right? And then months later, because, you know, she lived 1,000 miles away, literally, she 1,000 miles away. And it wasn't like we talked every single day. At most, we would text, right? Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. So the next time I see her, she's mad at me and, like, saying all kind of shit. And, you know, I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm acting like, ain't nothing being said. Like, shit, you say whatever the fuck you want to say. Fuck you.
Who's next?
That's just how I am. But then she said, he saw it like everybody else on Facebook. Hold up. Whoa. Wait a minute. I can't tell you how many friends I have on Facebook. And just because you're my friend, I don't go to your page. I don't go to my sister page. Whatever's in my timeline is what I see. And if I'm on Facebook, you know it. I'm on Facebook maybe 20 minutes a week. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she was mad at me because I didn't, like, console her about her husband. But at the same time, yeah, I knew, but I wasn't supposed to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on her. And, in fact, what she doesn't know was I reached out to some of our mutual friends. Hey, this is what I found out. I reached out to her. She didn't tell me anything. Can you reach out to her? Maybe she'll respond to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I was looking out for her. She didn't know it. Friendship lost.
To me, I guess overly being empathetic is toxic in itself. Because, like, I know how I am with my friends. And it's a flaw. It is. Getting overly involved in other people's situations. It's just painful. And
yeah, you're setting yourself up.
Right, and extreme toxicity for yourself. Like, for real.
But
I still keep doing it. Because
genuine people come a dime a dozen. Genuine friends come a dime a dozen. And I'm telling you guys, like, I've been in some situations with some friends. And I've been burned, like, badly. So, now, like, the friend, that's why I'm the way I am now. Because it's like... It's a natural thing for me. It's nothing fake. So what you get, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So if I gravitate to you and I feel like you genuine and we genuine and we friends, I'm still putting myself in a position to possibly end up hurt, because that's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And really? that's why because
it never enters my mind.
Yeah, because I've been hurt so many times. And I put, like, so much energy into my friends. Like, I put so much, I carry their burden sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's why when you carrying other people's stuff, you can put yourself in a position to be hurt so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what, it's something that I can't control, though. And,
I
but
think
that's
I, can,
I'm genius.
I can compartmentalize. Because in the moment, just like you, like, I was mad for you. But outside of that, if I step outside of the car,
learn how to work on that.
I'm thinking about something else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I remember one time you were saying about your toxic friendship and how, like, y'all's friendship revolved around her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stress, and her life drama would stress you out. And you're like, how am I stressing out about somebody else's life? And so sometimes I feel like with friendships, that can happen. But I know for me, like, I'm very, very, very picky about who I'm friends with and who I tell stuff to. That's why, like, even this morning when me and you were talking and old girl walked in, I was like, yeah, you know, it just made me feel weird because it's like she didn't I guess she didn't realize we were having a conversation. So, I don't know. It just made me feel weird. But,
I don't think that's for. I'd be like, I say whatever in front of whoever. If it's about me.
I don't know. I just.
But I understand.
Yeah, I just want to know that I can trust you before
you
I'm telling
sit with
you
us.
Stuff.
Miss Fifi, you can't sit with us.
I don't feel like that. I just, I don't know. I'm just very picky about how I choose my friends and what
smart.
I expect from my friends, especially like who I bring around the kids and stuff. Like, I don't mind y'all being around the kids, whatever, but I'm very picky about that. And I know, like, from my friends, I expect. Like y'all said, just genuine friendships. Like, even, like, out of all, people always say, oh, I don't like being friends with girls. They messy. They this. I've never had that in one of my female friendships. Like, all of my friends have really, like, and if they have, I didn't know about it. Like, talked about me behind my back and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-mm. But that's because I'm picky.
I don't like that junk. They're talking behind the back. Like, mm-hmm. If I say something, I'm going to say it to your face. Like, and it's not going to be something, if I'm saying something, it's nothing malicious.
Right.
It's trying to figure out how can I help this situation from another friend, from another one of our mm-hmm. friends. But no, because I don't play that. And that's what get me in trouble a lot, is my mouth. And I'm just so straightforward. And I really
no,
just.
Really. You seem so subtle.
You think? Mm-hmm. I just professionally do it in a professional way. That's how I'll get my point across, and I'll do it in a professional way. Y'all witnessed that the other day.
Oh, mm-hmm. I wasn't.
You think you were?
What? Hold up. What are we talking about?
It's easy to sit up there and do these.
What are we talking about?
PD.
What the fuck are you saying?
In the library.
Don't be too loud. She listens sometimes.
This is her laptop. She watching that shit right now. Haven, right?
No. She might talk. No.
Let it go. Oh.
I'm not typically used to working with dumb folks. We're not gonna do this.
Moving on.
I can't trust you. It's my song right here.
What were we talking about?
Expectations from friends.
No, like the most recent whatever. I felt
like
it was good.
Toxic relationships a bit. It's kind of where we kind of went. But most recently, Fifi had brought up those friendships. Friendship expectations is where we went most recently that I can think of. I could be wrong. I could definitely be wrong. It's rare, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. Well, you know, an expectation that I have for my friends, it's like really, really simple. It's really, really simple. Whatever I do for you, I just need you to be willing. Not necessarily do it, mm-hmm. but be willing to do the same for me. If you do something outside of that, great. I'm going to find some way to make it up to you. Not because I feel like I got to reciprocate, but because you're that great of a friend. You know what I'm saying?
And you're an awesome friend. You're an awesome friend.
You are. I just respect that loyalty. Mm-hmm. And keep it 100, man. You just don't have to. You can talk to me. I feel like I'm a communicator. So tell me. If you can't make it, tell me.
If you can't make it, I feel like you're talking about something specific. Who didn't show up for you? Who didn't show up for you?
No, I'm just saying in
no,
general.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, let me know. You know that pit bull coming out. Like, wait a minute, who didn't show up? Why didn't you show up?
Loyalty is huge for me, though.
Yeah.
Loyalty for friendship is so
like,
huge
if
for me.
You couldn't make it, I'm like,
and
oh, you're talking about something specific.
Like, I was like, wait a minute. But look, I was like, what I ain't do?
Right.
What I ain't do?
Right, that's all. I was like, oh shit.
No.
Well, sure,
no, everybody can't make everything. I understand that. But that loyal piece, like, no matter what, I need to know you're going to have my back. Because I'm going to have yours. I don't care. I'm one loyal person.
You here now. You supposed to be at home, snuggled up with your fresh hair. With your fresh hair done.
Nah.
So,
you
loyalty,
see it, yeah.
Like, hey, we invite you. We need you to come. You manifested for us, so
I'm gonna expect that in return.
Oh God!
You know, I'm just saying in general. Like I expect loyalty in return too. You know, you don't find really good. Like he, right. I love
definitely
that.
An anomaly.
And even people that see us, that's around us,
they be like, man, like, my example, just my family, they, man, Esha, you really have some good co-workers, some good friends. You know, anything I invite y'all to, y'all come to. Like, somebody gonna show up.
You know why I think everybody was so cool at this school is because you don't have that person who, oh, I've been here for 10 years. Yeah. I don't like them. Right. But it's like everybody came in together. So it's like, yeah, you're just now getting to know each other. So it was more, it was like a little bit better.
And I think we just got good people. Like, mm-hmm, even though we have bad days, we can all, if any one of us have a bad day, we know we can go to somebody that's going to make us laugh.
And look, like, don't let the boss make one of us mad. Get everybody mad.
Everybody mad.
She did what?
You could have been just had a nice conversation with her. My buddy, you heard me today. You heard what I was like. Everybody.
No, she said. She said, no, she really did know y'all.
In the next sentence, I was like,
fuck her, I ain't put it on my reference. I'm like, you just said she was cool.
Come on, wait a minute. I said that shit today.
Y'all
like, fuck that.
You can change the
moves, everything.
My loyalty don't lie with you. My loyalty over there. So I'm going to need you to know it's fucking Monday, fuck Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, you get a pass, so.
Until we get that email.
No.
You got that fucking email.
That,
you see what that bitch say?
It's never a dumb moment. It's never. Like, you can have, like, I come to work and I have a good time. Even if I'm in a bad mood, I can walk up and down the hall. I know Ernest gonna say something stupid. I gotta come to her class and listen to her. If I listen to her, I'm just gonna bust out laughing. I'm gonna come tomorrow and go look at Watson. You all right? Yeah, man. It's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Like, you have somebody you could go and say that's gonna make you laugh or change your whole mood.
No, I'll somebody. Be in the middle of instruction, go on the board, not crap it.
It's just crazy. We really like real life, have fun. Like, it's genuine love over there, man. And it's not like that in like other places.
Mm-hmm.
This has been 1 hour and 18 minutes. This is the longest podcast that we've ever had.
But it's because we got two extra voices.
It's true.
Yeah,
yes, I'm loving it. Look, we got A Bleezy that's about to have to run the bathwater and throw the fucking rose petals in that, yeah, bitch, because she about to be late.
I'm late. I'm already late. It's okay. I feel I'll make it up in some type of way.
Spray something.
Oh, I got that in the car.
Yeah.
Always on deck. Gotta hear a little back talk, but that's all good. I love that.
It's gonna make it
that
sexy.
Little sassy,
it's
that little sassy stuff.
Oh, for real? You like that?
Make, oh,
it,
yeah,
spicy.
I love that.
Make it a little spicy. Make it a little cayenne for you.
Yeah, whenever she be yelling at me, I just sit there and smile.
I believe
it. All right, girl. All right, let me make it up to you.
Come in, let me touch your collarbone.
Yeah. Come so, she's studying, though. She haven't texted me. She haven't called. She's studying, so I'm good.
All right.
I'm going to be able to take off a year.
Well, we would love to have y'all back again. I'm so happy R. Jizzle and your girl A. Bleezy weighing in on Great Expectations. Are you coming up short? So, it's your girl, Ilya.
H-Town Fifi.
And Jermaine Watson.
Peace.